You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Joel Grey, the Oscar and Tony Award-winning actor, has also developed a reputation as a photographer, and he's published two books, Pictures I Had to Take and Looking Hard at Unexamined Things, that feature images he shot around the world with a Nikon he bought in London in 1972. Recently, Mr. Grey left what he calls his trusty Nikromat home. Instead, all of the images in his latest book, 1.3 images from my phone, were taken with his cell phone, a Nokia 133. The book is published by Powerhouse, and it brings Joel Grey back to the show. Hi, it's good to see you.
And happy to be here.
How did you come to name this book 1.3?
That was the megapixels. I mean, it's so lowly, it's so disdainful, this poor phone, that you can't imagine it can get photographs like I was able to find.
Now, eight megapixels is kind of like the standard for an inexpensive digital.
Yes, photo. And I think a lot of phones are now 3 and 4 megapixels.
So
this is really limited.
You chose one of the most primitive ones.
I didn't choose it. I'm not a techie, and it was just my phone. And I went on vacation or away for the weekend and forgot my camera, and I saw some things I wanted to remember.
But hadn't you always expressed a certain amount of disdain for people who took photographs from their cell phones?
Yes, I did. I connected that with standing in front of the Statue of Liberty and shooting yourself.
I've seen it.
Yuck. And it just turns out that pictures are pictures, and it's about what you see and being truly in the moment, because it's with you. And all of a sudden, something comes and, oh, my camera's on, whatever. But this gave me the ability to just make mental notes and physical notes.
There's another side to that. When I took pictures, I was always very aware of the fact that I was carrying my camera, so I had to take pictures.
Right.
But if you have your cell phone in your pocket expecting a call and you see something, then it's really just responding to the situation at hand.
In the moment, right.
So were those first pictures any good? Are any of them in this book?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd imagine that working with this medium is frustrating because even the printed images are pretty tiny. You have to keep them small because if you blow them up, you're going to get poor resolution.
Not necessarily. Some of these I have blown up to.
Oh, there's your camera.
Your camera.
Somebody's calling on your camera.
Go away. One second. Hi, it's Dad. I'll call you back. It's my son.
I heard him start talking. He's very surprised. The images in the book are small, and I thought it was because of the poor resolution.
No, it has to do with the light. If you have the right light, some of these pictures have blown up to 11 by 14.
Really?
And 16 by 20.
But
with perfect resolution.
But there has to be a lot of luck and chance involved. You can't control the aperture stop. You can't focus. You're stuck with the lighting that you get.
Or you're rewarded with the lighting you get. You know, sometimes there's a lot of surprises that camera has kind of a mind of its own. If the light is not just exactly right, it gives you something different. And sometimes that something different is very, very interesting.
Is there any art or trick to taking cell phone pictures that are going to look good besides making sure that it's framed well?
I think the subject, the light, and the framing is everything because there's no Photoshop and no cropping.
In a way, isn't it like using a cheap disposable camera, except that you can see the results right away? Maybe even more like a Polaroid.
Well, if you remember correctly, Polaroids were not in very, very high esteem in their beginnings. People thought they were toys, and now Walker Evans has made a great book of Polaroids, and it's a piece of, you know, it makes art.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say?
And are people saying the same thing about this? It's from your phone, so it really can't be taken seriously as art?
Well, there was somebody who said that recently. in the paper, and that's fine to have that opinion. But the general opinion is that the art is the art, and this is something that has to do with the way we live today.
Well, there's also...
By the way, I don't know why, but for some reason, my lowly, sweet camera takes better pictures than many of my friends' iPhones.
Would you get an iPhone, move up technologically?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You're happy with this. This is an inexpensive camera. It's this sort of camera that you get when you join a service and they say, okay, you get this one free if you sign away your life for a couple of years.
Yeah. No, it is very simple, and I'm amazed at its adaptability. And some of these pictures, as I say, really, really hold up when you go to a larger form.
And when you've taken the picture, have you been surprised at times? Because often, in the old days, my experience with photography, I would take a bunch of pictures, and then a negative that I thought was of something that wasn't all that interesting turned out to be the most interesting picture.
Mm. Well, I think I throw away maybe a tenth of what I shoot.
Mm-hmm. Could you...
Because it's just, it just didn't work or was too dark or whatever. Or I fell out of love with the subject. But that doesn't happen often.
You also can take pictures in places that you might not want to take pictures with a camera. I know some people were arrested recently for taking shots on the subway. I doubt that anybody would be arrested for taking a cell phone shot on the subway.
Well, one of these pictures... is in the subway.
You just saw something interesting and you pulled out your cell phone?
I did.
And what do people...
And
what,
the person
did people respond?
The person who was in the picture did not see me.
I guess you could do it...
I don't do it often.
But a spy could do this as well, couldn't they?
I guess he could.
Have you ever been recognized while you were taking a photo?
Never.
No? Whether it was a camera or the cell phone?
Never, because you never look like you're taking a picture. If you're really smart, you can just sort of.
This is, by the way, this is what happens when an actor thinks he's on television. We're a radio, Joel. Nobody saw what you just did.
Oh, tell him what I did. I moved my hand around. That's it. It's just very, very, instantaneous.
Joel Gray's latest book of photography, collection of photographs, is called 1.3 Images from My Phone. It's published by Powerhouse. And by the way, we have a selection, a slideshow from the book on our show page at WNYC.org. A listener would like to ask your reaction to the line, cameras don't take pictures, people do.
Oh, well, I like that. That sounds good. That sounds true.
Because you can have the best camera in the world and take a lousy picture.
That's
and you can
true.
Have the worst camera in the world and take a great picture, if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think it's about the eyes.
But what about there is a technological problem. There isn't much you can do with these pictures, right? They're not always easily transferred to computers.
No, they are.
Oh, they are?
Totally easily. Totally easily.
So
and then,
with then
my
you
Bluetooth,
print them?
I just, I come home from a day of talking and shooting and plop them right on the computer.
Now, in the book, you each picture is framed with a wide white border with a date and a time stamp, but you include that information, but you don't tell us where you took the shot.
Well, I kind of never did in both of my previous books. I just thought that it was more interesting to be a bit mysterious.
And so as I go through it, I should guess where these pictures were taken?
You could. Or not.
How many cell phone pictures do you think you've taken in the 2 years that you've started doing this?
I would guess maybe... 500-600.
There's a listener says that he's a photographer who started taking pictures on the phone with kids and he finds that they react very well to it. There is, because of the spontaneity, you can do all sorts of things that you can't do with a regular camera.
You mean children using the camera?
Yeah.
Right.
I guess I'm just reading. It says a listener in New Jersey is a photographer who has also started using the phone for photos with kids. He has found they react well to it.
Well,
whatever that means.
Both sound right.
You got a photo of your granddaughter's eye. That's really great in this book.
I do. She's very happy about that. I have a picture in a book.
So has your photography career become as important to you as your acting career?
I would say so.
Are you doing stuff? I mean, are you planning on doing the Wicked movie?
Maybe. I'm hearing something about that.
Uh-huh.
I do concerts and go out and fiddle around and talk to people and do, you know, sort of a one-man conversation.
Now, the previous photo books were done with your Nikon, which used regular film.
Yes. Yes.
If you went back to using a camera, would you consider going digital now that you've had this digital experience?
Yeah, I would. I'd consider it. But I just love my old Nikkormat. I think maybe.
But that's really primitive technology, isn't it?
Yes, sort of. But there's something about real film that is different. I'm sure you've heard that from a lot of photographers. It just has a depth or a feel that is rich.
Photographers said for many years that you could see the difference because there was air in the photographs that were taken with film. But I think that new lenses for the digital cameras have kind of overcome that. I find it very hard to tell the difference, even in movies. Can you spot when a movie was shot digitally and when it was shot in film?
No.
But I think in the early days it was easy to spot them.
Yes.
And you were talking when you came in about Hurt Locker, which is an extraordinary film. That was shot digitally.
I know.
In fact, in some cases.
And sometimes she said with seven cameras.
Yes.
Was she here?
Yes.
She's amazing.
But I guess that...
She's a painter, which I thought was really interesting, too.
She started off in art school. But it does give you the kind of flexibility and that you're now experiencing using the cell phone.
When I worked with Lars von Trier, it was
not
digital.
Too many people can say that, Joel.
Well, I mean, and I think he used maybe 10 or 12 cameras to shoot a scene with Bjork and myself. And that was something that was brand new.
Well, people can see some of the images from this book on our show page at WNYC.org. And my great thanks to Joel Gray for coming by to talk about it. The book 1.3, Images from My Phone, it's published by Powerhouse Books. And all the pictures taken on his Nokia 133. How is it as a phone? Get
bad
signal?
Bad.
Maybe you should get an iPhone for the... for the phone part, and then use this as your camera.
I don't think so. I don't do things with two hands.
Thanks so much for coming by again.
Pleasure.